Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's official! It's our first 90 Day Fiancé cringe tier crossover with Danielle doing Me, You, and My Ex.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 Day Fiancé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I gotta say, bitch knows how to market.
This week on You, Me, and My Ex, this horrible basic woman.
This miserable bitch.
Who has pull to dick that no one understands. How does Danielle get all these fucking gorgeous guys?
We're meeting someone named Taffer? Taylor?
Taylor. But he's fucking gorgeous. He's a basketball player.
I wrote down this is not a real name. Taylor.
She's just pulling dick after dick after dick. I don't get it.
Bruja.
And that has to, I guess this religion works or whatever. I don't even think it's that.
It's a devil's bargain.
I need to plant a banana tree somewhere to get this dick, because I'll be honest, not to make it about me, but I'm watching Danielle and I went, what does she have that I don't?
She sacrificed something.
A lamb somewhere valley.
No, like something really, really bad. Like she like pushed her first husband off a cliff or something to get primo dick for the rest of her life.
Woman's got pull. Damn.
This is toe. Episode, season 4, episode 9.
A beautiful thing is never perfect. Oh, I want to start saying them in stereo now. I like that.
I'm glad both of us looked it up and we're prepared for once.
No, from now on, ooh. I want us to say it in stereo. I'm really concerned.
I'm drinking an espresso. I lied. This is my third.
I knew it was your third. You said it was your second. And I said, you don't have to.
I knew you would have put up a fight.
No, I'll just let the video show how crazy you get. I like your gay little espresso cup.
They're made for Nespresso. Y'all, I will be honest. I'm someone, I need to do better at buying things for myself.
I know. I agree with that.
But I was given an espresso machine.
Oh, you were?
Uh-huh. I did not buy it. Not that I'm saying you should not buy things for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I probably could have justified it.
Oh, you wouldn't have.
I would never have bought it for myself. I would not have bought it for myself.
That old Keurig you had, every time you turn on it, it'd go.
I will say.
You want coffee, boss? Coffee bread.
I need to go destroy that Keurig Office Space copier style. because that Keurig was awful.
Have you thrown it away?
I'm going to throw it away today.
You were keeping it in case you didn't like the Nespresso because Poodle has a fear of being without something.
I do. It's a legitimate fear. Anyway, I need to say, if you're thinking about getting an espresso, it's also better for the environment because you have a lot less waste. And you can send the pods off.
Yeah.
To be recycled.
They are not a sponsor of Reality Gaze, but we would like
they're
to
not.
Be. I'll
they're
put
not.
It out in the universe.
They're not. I would just like to say I thoroughly enjoy my Nespresso machine. It's been helpful.
Well, good.
Changed the quality of my life.
I got one when I worked at the law office, and I think that's the reason I got a bonus that year. The attorneys were so happy.
It's so good.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Okay.
Enough about me.
Enough about us. Real quick, we want to mention there's some of you were like, wait, where's the YouTube Live this week? That's because we didn't mention it. Some of you remembered. And so we pushed it because we literally logged on the computer to do it. And Jake said, did we tell anyone about this? We did not. So we are going to push it to this Sunday at 4 p.m. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yes. Shut your curtains. Light your candles. Grab your matcha. Because we're doing an hour-long YouTube Live.
Bring a change of underwear.
Yes, because we couldn't do it last week or last month. So we're giving you a DP.
Get your Cheeto fingers ready.
Cheeto fingers ready. Also, we're going to say this in speaking of Cheeto fingers, because y'all, we posted a video of us talking about Kalani and Asuela on class. This is, I think, our best classless season we've done.
I think season four was really good, I think. Five was great too. I think six may be my favorite that we've done.
It's the favorite to watch, but also I think it's our shows are the best because there's so much fodder. I will say some of your comments on our TikTok got our video erased of our meme of Kalani with Cheeto figures.
Y'all gotta stop fighting on TikTok.
look, y'all, we're going to say this. Things that just kind of going forward a little bit on our social media, we can't tell you what to say in life, but on our social media, things like if you're it's different when we say things in the podcast. I think that's home talk.
Yeah.
If we're saying things in the Facebook group, the private Facebook group, as long as they're well-intentioned, we're talking about people's parenting
and you're
style,
not attacking like people.
That's different. But when somebody just goes on TikTok and say, she's a trash, whore, garbage mother on TikTok, they flag our videos.
That
for
gets us flagged, and it gets us. So I understand wanting to vent.
I don't think you're wrong.
I understand wanting to vent. See if you can keep it slightly civilized. Just kind of like think about how you would approach people in real life. I know that's hard to imagine.
Would you say it in front of your child's kindergarten teacher? Can't say that word today. Also, the same thing, y'all. We're going to mention this, but look, I know we love them. They bring us joy. But going forward on our Instagram and TikTok, if people, like some people are saying like, oh, Darcy and Stacey look so terrible with their faces, we're just deleting those comments.
Yeah.
I just don't want that out there. We've said before, if you're obsessed with their plastic surgery and that's the thing you focus on, you're missing the show.
Yeah.
And I just don't want, again, especially for them, maybe we're being protective of them, but I don't care. I love them. Just letting everybody know. We don't have that much of a problem.
I also want to say that it takes the fun out of everything. If you're going to yuck everyone's yum, don't like, comment. Just like don't.
Darcy is in the middle of her date going, 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 and looking at a guy's huge dick. I don't want to talk about her fillers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think they need to. I don't even think the people who are listening right now, it even really applies
to
them.
It might be people that just follow us that don't know us.
Yeah,
I think so.
But I'm just saying. So I'm not really chastising you, but y'all, if you ever get the intention that you're going to use your comment as some type of pulpit to preach against something you don't believe in, or that you need to preach about the evils of, I think you're doing it wrong.
Stacey's not going to read it and go, wow, I should stop.
Yeah, I
tell, we don't usually delete stuff, but I'm just kind of telling people now. When I see it, and it won't be Caitlin, it is literally Jake and I personally deleting those comments because we don't want them.
Yep.
So
I agree.
Anyway, on another note, our Haley interview.
I'm still thinking about how fucking entertaining she was.
She's
and
great.
Lovely.
I loved her. I loved
and her,
her
boobies were the size of Mount Rushmore.
I could tell Poodle just wanted to put his face in and go,
I kind of did. And I'm rarely the gay who is obsessed with extremely voluptuous women.
She's gorgeous.
I wanted to put my face on her boobies and her butt.
Also, her hair is real.
It is real.
But she has just so much
it's
beautiful
not, it's
hair.
It's not a wig.
Not a wig, nor if they're extensions. They're really good. Yeah. I don't think they are. I was up close to her.
Really?
She was on my couch in the living room.
Extensions.
Anyway, we had a great interview with her. The special guest is her wonderful friend, John.
He's lovely, too.
Fabulous gay man from the pageant, charter.
I left smiling.
Yeah,
and that's rare for me.
That doesn't even happen after a fucking free.
I know. I'm just like, ooh.
What else, Poodle?
Let me get to this. Big news. Huge.
What?
Our first episode of Seeking Brother Husband is out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on our $8 Reality Gaze Plus cringe tier. We had differing opinions about it, but I think we wound up kind of hitting on the same consensus of it's still cringe television. It isn't Seeking Sister Wife for me. I'm hoping it gets more interesting with the next couple. I just don't think that polyandry sometimes is as funny.
But I didn't have that. I don't have that history.
You didn't have that problem.
So I actually thought it was very entertaining from the get-go, and I'm invested, and I'm excited. Do I like any of these people? Not really, but I love watching them, so I'm in it.
I think two of the women are huge assholes.
I think it's really fun, and one person has a schnauzer.
That's true. So, named Moonstone.
The first episode dropped on a free feed. The rest is going to be on our $8 tier on Reality Gaze Plus.
Also, Love is Blind news. If you're listening to this on Sunday, if you're one of those dick pigs who listen as soon as we drop it, episodes 6 through 8 have been dropped by us.
Yes, they have.
Such a weird way of saying been dropped by us.
Like a glittery turd in a rusty old toilet, they've been dropped.
Like a ball that was thrown to me when I was in fourth grade, it's been dropped.
It's been dropped. It's been dropped.
Because I couldn't catch a ball to save my life.
You couldn't.
I could throw a ball.
I
couldn't catch it.
Couldn't catch it. Yeah,
and now I'm a great catcher.
Yeah, you are. Catch all the balls. Never miss one.
Like every ball that was thrown to me in T-ball, it was dropped.
That's that wasn't your strong suit.
No, especially when they would go up in the air and I was afraid they were going to hit me.
Well, you have and I'm saying this because you've said it, so I'm not like...
Distance is not good for me.
Depth perception is not good,
for
me. You're not... That's got to be
pretty
scary.
It single-handedly ended my dance career.
You once almost lost your eye in that orgy because you didn't know that guy's dick was so close.
It's true.
You were like, oh, whoa.
Oof. It was worth it, though. Case of pink eye, too.
I got to say this. Y'all, I'm going to toot my own horn just because my meditation teacher has been talking to me about owning
I'm in
yourself.
For it.
I think Love is Blind is some of our best podcasts we've ever done. And it's just, if you've ever thought do I need to join the Patreon?
Or the
Reality Guys Press? I mean, when do you think the time is now?
It's now, and I'm really proud of what we've been doing with season 4.
I am too. I'm very proud.
It's to me, again, I'm very remiss to say what's good because I'm always afraid to be caught out by it. I think it is it's things that happened this season that never happened before.
The season's really good, and I'm going to say it. I think we're really good.
I think we're really good.
I think it's a lot of fun, and we're getting great feedback on it. So, and if you do join, the $5 tier is where Love is Blind is, but if you join the $8, then you'll get Love After Lockup, and you'll get to listen to this episode.
Cringe tier, too.
Commercial free, you'll get to hear this.
And speaking of cringe tier, You and Me and My Ex is coming up, starring Danielle. And Taylan, again, not a real name.
I don't care what his name is. He's hot.
He's hot.
He's hot.
Also, y'all, our charity is the Drag Defense Fund.
Well, in combination with ACLU.
Their telethon is Sunday, May 7th. You can donate to that in our Facebook group, or you can also donate. Do we put that on our link yet? I'll do it. If not, I'll donate or put it right after this.
I'll do it. I think I originally said April. I'm sorry. It is May 7th.
May 7th.
And that's going to be tons of drag queens. It's going to be great.
Also, just before we start the show, this sounds like a broken record. And it's because every week there's something else. For those of you who are in Nashville or for the whole country, really.
Yeah.
There's been another school shooting, if you've not been living under a rock. And so we're thinking of you people in Nashville. We're thinking of you people with children, honestly, and who are afraid of, or everyone who's afraid of losing someone to a complete maniac with a fucking semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
We even said that in our shows, that one of the fears, because our thing is reality gaze on our marquee, and you and I both like said to each other without even talking about it, it's a fear that someone who hates us,
mm-hmm.
Just would unfortunately hurt someone in our audience.
Yeah.
Or us. Yeah.
Well, they happened. What was it, like 6 months ago? I know, because Jackie immediately sent me the message saying, don't let someone wear your skin. But no, a podcaster was killed by someone who was kind of obsessed with her show.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that, but there is, it's just something, it's just in our consciousness now. It's something when we were booking out our tour, which we're planning to do in next month, and planning that for fall, that we think about.
Yeah.
And all I ask, if you are not supportive of more gun control in this country, in this day and age, there are the videos of the person entering the school and doing that.
I couldn't. I tried to watch, but I had to stop.
But I feel like if you are not in support of tighter gun control,
you need to watch those videos. I agree with that.
You have to 100%. Watch that. You have to see it, because it is haunting. Yeah. And so don't, if you don't. But they kind of didn't put a trigger warning before it. So I watched something inadvertently on CBS News, like online. But anyway, it's horrible.
I have, as soon as I see another thing, my first thought is there's a pit of my stomach that goes, oh my God, I hope it's not my niece and nephew's school.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I think of. And I'm sure every parent does this. On Rachel Maddow, they were showing on-air correspondence, news people getting news that their kid was okay. And it's happening. And they're like, so sorry, I'm just having a moment to say my child is safe and blah, blah, blah.
Well, who was it? There's
sooner or later, everyone's going to be touched by
a celebrity.
Everyone.
Melissa Joan Hart was talking about her on her Instagram. Her children's school is a school right by that school. And they went up there to go to a conference for their kids. Their kids weren't at school that day.
Yeah.
But she and her husband actually helped evacuate kids from the school.
Yeah.
So I know from Orlando and from San Bernardino, I know two friends that lost. I don't know the people that died personally, but two friends that lost people in those shootings.
I know someone from Highland Park.
So it's just kind of like, it's scary because it's getting closer and closer and closer. And I breathed a sigh of relief when my youngest nephew graduated high school, because I went, okay, he made it. I literally thought that.
Yeah. So
again, we are with you. We know that this...
We're holding space for everyone who is really just, you're so sick of it. We are, I promise you, we are completely sick of this as much as you are. And
we are. Please, I beg of you, if you are not registered to vote in this country,
yes,
please.
And vote with your heart for the person who prioritizes human lives over commerce and some type of made up freedom.
Yeah. So just
that doesn't really exist anymore.
It starts there with voting.
Amen. Sorry if that's political for you. You can go fuck yourself.
I don't think it's political.
I agree. Totally.
Because I did not know till this last week. I didn't know that that is what kills more children in our country than anything. I did not know that.
Just happened.
That is.
More than cars. More than auto accidents.
That is insane to me. Insane.
You know what's more insane? This is a shitty transition,
how do you go from that?
Danielle didn't drop off her license plates.
That is such a metaphor for Danielle.
Well, I don't even know if they have mailboxes here in the DR. Maybe some monkey carries it back across.
That's what it felt like.
Just her saying it,
yeah,
felt like maybe they'll mail a box of bananas. That's kind of what it felt like, her saying that.
I
think there are mailboxes in
the
DR.
Why does she need to turn in her license plate?
I don't know.
Is that a New York thing?
I don't know.
You don't do that in California.
No. They're ready for you to leave.
Yeah, they're like, get out. There's too many people here anyway. Just leave.
I don't know why. It was the only reason I think they mentioned it is because I think the crew hates her who's filming her.
They do. You know, there's a pretty good 90 Day Fiancé Twitter and Instagram. I have to say, they're really getting good at just making fun of their own people on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually Sissy Chris, yep, in the Sissy Squad. She always posts like what 90 Day tweets. And I'm really glad she does because I don't follow him. I'm not on Twitter too much. That's more Caitlin. But it cost Danielle, they tweeted this out, $1,000 to ship all those suitcases on the plane. $1,000. I'm sure one suitcase was just full of crystals.
Oh, she's so miserable.
She's so miserable.
I do believe that the producers of her story, and I think they are just loving crafting this and the editing, because they're thinking, and the thing about it is, y'all, she's so awful. She's going to say, so what? Everyone's just hating on me because I'm amazing. There will be no apology.
Maybe that's the confidence that gets... Sorry, I'm still on that. I'll get past it.
No, she... It was a blood oath. There's no doubt in my mind.
I think
this
you're right.
This is some witch's blood oath.
I think you're right.
She... I don't know. She murdered an innocent to get this. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, this is dark magic. And now she's atoning as an Ifa person.
Yeah.
Something's off. But I think they are just, we'll never get an apology from her. I guess I was a little wrong there. She is always going to explain away things. She is always going to think she's not in the wrong. And so if you're waiting on the tell-all for Danielle to redeem herself, it ain't gonna happen.
No.
I hope the cast comes for her.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Let's jump into them, y'all.
Her shit is everywhere. I mean, she's got shit.
If you
all
know,
over this.
I'm quite an organized person, so this is really hard for me.
We saw her apartment. She's not an organized person. It's that Dolly Parton trifecta thing of who Danielle thinks she is completely different than the person
light years away
from what we see.
So she loves the apartment Johan got.
It's nice.
She's like, it's nice. It's close to the beach.
I don't know if we could live here for that long based off financial decisions. Because so she's already putting that.
Because he's going to make all the money.
She's still going to punish him for picking out an apartment that she didn't see.
So... She is getting an Ifa reading for Johan with Baba. Her kind of spiritual kind of benefactor. And did you notice the word art in this house?
There was one thing about beach or something like that.
Stop the waves before you can learn to surf. Or maybe it was skip the waves. I couldn't see it all.
Skip the waves before you stop the waves or feel the waves.
I don't know. It ended with a P, I believe, and began with an S.
Huh. Well, now I'm intrigued.
I'm not. It's all awful.
It is awful. I bet it, though, is that life of like island life, island time. I bet she's really into all that shit to remind her that she's on vacation for the rest of her life, which is what she wants.
Because life has been so hard in New York City. It's been such a struggle. Jessica, her spiritual advisor, is there too. And think about, Johan is being patient with this, because this, to him, in his perspective, this is witchcraft.
He literally said this is witchcraft.
So he's come around to it. He's kind of like, if she wants to do this, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit through this gobbledygook, according to him. And so he's got, Baba's got his chain, and this is the advice that he's going to give. He's like, taste sweet things. Be careful of your throat.
No mushrooms?
Be careful eating bones.
From a fish.
And mushrooms. And Baba, and he just went, it's like, okay. And he also says, you have a, what does he say? There's a crown on your head.
You were born with a crown on your head.
He likes that. And it's a shame Danielle can't see this crown.
No. And Johan even says, he seems nice, but I don't know how this is going to bring me closer to God. And yeah. I went, same.
Well, and I think, and this, he's like, I believe in a different religion. And he says, and then afterwards, this is over, he says, you know, I have my culture and my religion from my childhood. And she's kind of like, I think this was her attempt to think to get him into this. And I'm like, fucking leave his religion alone. You think you can dismantle his quote unquote patriarchal views through his religion. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And yeah. Honestly, I'm not talking about Aoife, so I'm not talking about the religion.
Yeah.
But I think this guy's a hack.
Baba.
Between what we
saw today the Turk.
And last time with planting the tree and all this shit, I'm like, yeah, this guy's just selling you some shit. I don't get it.
It all seems quite arbitrary. Some of the
I'm
readings.
Not talking about the religion.
Yeah.
I'm talking about him and even just the process. We got to see the process of what he said. I'm like, yeah. And like, why is her spiritual advisor there to hear this?
I think she's there to translate.
Oh, to translate. I'm sorry. She's there
so
to
all of a sudden, y'all, the lights turn off.
Dios. Dios. She just points up and says, God.
And then he forgot to pay the light bill.
He forgot to pay the light bill. And she said, well, did you forget about it or did you know about it? He's like, no, I knew about it. You just need to pay it.
And I'm like, welcome to your life.
Welcome. It is like an annoying teenager.
You know, I'd have less problems with her if she was like, I know I'm going to have to be the majority breadwinner down here and my money's going to do it there for the pension I've used up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her.
No.
She is basically mm-hmm. trying to get him to, what she wants is she and he will come up with a business model together, i.e. her, and she's going to come up with it and he'll fit into that plan.
He's already doing it. It's called OnlyFans.
Exactly.
That's their business model.
Yeah. So that's what she'd prefer. The whole thing with the butcher shop, she hated because it didn't conform to her standards. Also, she didn't come up with it first.
Oh, no. It's the same reason why they're going to end up moving from this apartment because she's going to want to. I don't know if they can afford it, but she's going to want to move because she didn't find it.
Yep. Agree. And y'all, she just goes, I need to breathe for a second. So I will say,
so hard.
Hating on this woman gives me life. I will not lie.
I enjoy watching her.
She's the bright spot of this season for me.
And poor Johan, he doesn't even see it yet. We see it, but even when later they're going out, it's the 1 year anniversary that they had met, and they're going to go out, they're having a little, they're going to celebrate. And as soon as Danielle sat down and said, I think we have a good life, I went, what does she want?
It wasn't it?
It was so apparent.
All of a sudden, she went like this. I have a good life. And I went, and? That was the first thing I said. You started the orchestra playing. And she's like, what would you change about us? And Danielle and Johan says, well, I think you have to change. You get mad about everything. You cry. You shout. It's not okay. And she's like, fair.
And as soon as she said, that's true, I went, what really does she want?
Because
she's admitting something she's else. Like,
and then she says, well, you need to change because you don't like it when I have male friends. And he said, well, you don't like it when I have lady friends.
And she said, that's not true. Y'all, that is true.
That's true. Now, I will say, both of them probably don't like it. both of these people are full of shit if they think they would be okay with the other seeing any friend of the opposite sex.
Danielle does not want him to be around a woman.
Absolutely not.
Dead stop. Dead stop.
Can you, a younger woman especially.
Yes. And beautiful. Danielle would freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She says, well, it's funny thing. Just yesterday,
here
a
we
friend
are.
Of mine named, this is working the third movement of the piece now, Talon, not a real name, is here from Miami. He used to live with me. That's how we introduced Talon.
But he wasn't her boyfriend.
Au contraire, my gay frere, my sir. Well, we don't know yet. He plays basketball. And then... then Johan goes, excuse me, baking powder? He's like, no, he wasn't my boyfriend, but we were involved. I guarantee you, y'all, this thing was so messy with her. I guarantee you this thing is she wanted to fuck around with him, or he didn't want a relationship, or maybe she didn't want a relationship, and it was all messy.
Or maybe he was married.
Possibly. And anyway, she's like, he wrote me on Instagram, and he wants to go to lunch with us. Now, I'm glad that she wanted to invite both of them, her husband to go with them.
She would never go by herself.
Yeah.
The whole point is to rub this dick in Johan's face.
It does feel that way.
That is, I know for... she wants to show him, see what else I can get if you don't behave.
Oh, it's diabolical.
That this is a poodle move when poodle was 25.
It's a good move. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh. It is so gross.
It totally makes the current relationship a lot more grateful about you. Now, he says, I don't want to meet. She says, I want my friends to be your friends. And which sounds like an extremely altruistic thing to say.
It does. But he says, but this isn't your friend. This is your ex-boyfriend.
Well done, Johan.
He is 100% right. That's the deal. I think, because think about it.
He's not dumb.
She thinks he is.
Yeah.
But the reason why she thinks he is, because they've only known each other a year.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks he's this dumb island boy.
Yep.
And he's not.
So that's when the you, me, and my ex crossover happens.
Yes.
And he's like, what planet do you live on that you think now? That
he said, you would never let me do this.
Yeah, exactly. She would not let him do this.
Especially a woman he dated.
Oh. And then she's like, we're different cultures. She's like, but you have an American wife. And he basically says at the end, it's a huge lack of respect for me in this. And the thing about this is they're definitely going to wind up meeting. I can't wait to, and probably all of them, it's going to be so fucking cringy.
I think this is the clip we saw where he said, Danielle likes someone with a big penis. I think that, which y'all... If he's a basketball player, he's probably got a big penis. Because y'all, Danielle's a dick pig. I hate to say that. I will say this. Johan does say, he's like, honey, we have different cultures. And I wanted to say, no, this shit doesn't fly in America either. This is not a different cultural thing. Your wife's just a troll.
I will say this. I think I could.
Are you about to defend your past actions?
No. Maybe. I think I could have my current boyfriend meet a previous boyfriend if we were still friends, if the boyfriend and I, but it need to be a long time ago. However, I would not let my husband of a year, when things are still very new, meet anyone I'd ever dated.
Yeah. I gotta say, if you're watching an intimate portrait right now, that means you're watching us doing this podcast on the 15th art here. We're sitting right here. The way Jake just said a long time ago was the gayest hand. You took your wrist and went, weep, 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 weep. Just like, it was so.
I was high-fiving a million angels. Like Liz Lemon.
I appreciated it. But it was gay.
I'm a private first class faggot.
Same.
I really am.
Reporting for duty, queen.
Reporting for duty. YMCA.
Yes.
We
should take a break.
We should take a break. We'll be back to talk about Nicole and Mahmoud.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
I'm not Egyptian, and I'm not American. End of marriage, go home.
Go home.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
I wrote down when they both said that to each other, I went, nothing could ever be more of a non-compromised values kind of thing. Oh, potential spam, fuck off. Then,
uh-oh, that espresso's kicking.
Then, I know it is. Then that statement. Because neither of them want to, for him, being Egyptian and goes along with, when he says I'm Egyptian, he means I am this type of Muslim. I am this type of conservative Muslim as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm American who won't, I'm going to decide what I want to do.
They both don't want to compromise in any way.
It's even more than that. They don't want to compromise, but even when they do compromise, they both say, I'm not going to be happy about it. So in that way, how is there a future here?
I do see, the more and more I watch this, I don't think it's fake. A lot of people are thinking it's a recreation.
I think I'm convinced it's not anymore. I still do believe that she wanted the world to see him.
I think there's some of that. But I think there's both. I think she wanted the world to see him, and I think that she has this naivete that would have pushed him, that this can get worked out.
Yeah.
It's, again, I've talked about her past before, but this made me see Mohammed in that
Mahmoud.
I'm sorry, I read my thing. Mahmoud.
Oh no, did it auto-correct?
It auto-corrected wrong.
How many times?
One, two,
I think you
three,
probably
four.
Wrote probably M-O.
Yeah.
Because there's no way.
You typed it Mohammed. Yeah. So I'm going to have to do it in my head now. Oh God, y'all know I just read what's on the screen. Oh, so
y'all drink every time I rapid fire correct him.
So with Mahmoud, we knew this before, but just to me, it was so apparent. This is a kid. This kid is so immature.
Yep.
And when his brother said he's never been in a relationship before, period, full stop. And I went, oh,
yep.
Oh, no wonder he's so. So yes,
he doesn't know how to compromise.
So I think it's his values, but also think he's just really young and feels like this is because his brother.
Well, I think it's all a little too easy to swallow the fact that the brother's like, yeah, it's great. We fought, me and my wife, we fought a lot too. It's okay if it's fucking an Edward Albee play all the time.
There is this tone underneath it, even later when we meet
she'll learn.
There is this tone of
it constantly
women,
bothers
like,
me
she's
too.
Like, yeah, like I don't love it, but I do. So, and Nicole feels that.
Yeah,
she knows that, but how can she put words to something that they don't even that doesn't exist? She's talking about the autonomy of a woman that doesn't exist for them culturally.
For this family, that does not
so
exist.
So it's not that they're being dickheads or assholes. They're just like, that's like saying pigs fall from the sky. And they go, what?
Right. Well, it's basically saying that they say the woman's domain is the home. She's the queen at home. And that is what a woman should, that's what a woman should aspire
that's
to be.
That's what, and
that
yes.
is. And so the idea that Nicole would even want to be, why would you want to be outside without a hijab? Why would you want to swim without this? And so that they don't, you're right, they don't have words for that.
And
she, in a way, has no words to, quote unquote, compromise like Fatima did, her sister-in-law. She's not going to do that.
Yeah. And she came from a very different culture.
Yeah.
I know you hate watch them a bit.
I do.
I'm still kind of riveted, though, into them trying to work this out. It's going to be horrible and completely going to bomb, but I kind of can't stop watching.
I said from the first episode, I have a feeling that she's going to keep going back to him over yep. and over and over again. And even if she leaves this season, I see her going back to him later.
And I think he'll keep doing it for now because his religion says he should, no yeah. matter what, work it out. Even and his family yeah. is going to keep convincing him to work yep. it out with this person.
To me, it's a punishing watch. And mm-hmm. I know you might be riveted. I feel like I'm getting three squares and all tastes like gruel. But that's
I like
me.
It. I don't know what that says about me. So Nicole's
you're
sick.
Sick.
The whole
Someone who sick. Watches MILF Manor, you're sick.
Oh, God.
So, thank God it's over. So, Mahmoud, now I'm about to do it. Mahmoud and Ahmed, Ahmed, his brother, says, where's your wife? And he's very up. He's like, he was so upset. And Ahmed is basically saying, she goes up to
I just want to say before that, Nicole before that says, I didn't expect to leave me stranded. And I went, girl. You told him to get away from you. They both are such children. They both say these obsoletes where he says, fine, we're getting divorced. She says, I never want to see you again. Well, then when the person does what you told them to do,
no,
then it's like, I can't believe he knew that.
No, here it is. It's all part of her damsel in distress story. It's all part of this, I'm a young, blonde, thin American woman all alone in Cairo.
But he's just as bad. Where he makes these, he says, you don't do this, we're done, we're over. And then he goes back to her and says, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
He did it just this episode again.
Yeah.
Gaslights the fuck out of her. Anyway, I'm sorry. So the brother's coming in. I just wanted to get that out there
right.
before.
So, the brother basically says, he's like, I got to fix this problem. He calls her his sister. You know, you're my sister. And she's like, he's just been picking at me and picking at me and picking at me. And the thing about it.
And she's very, she starts even just like yelling and going at the brother. Like, I mean, she's just so heightened.
What I think is interesting about the way Ahmed approaches this, that he, because he's older.
I'm kind of, he's
don't
got bad.
No.
He needs to fix his teeth, but other than that, I think he's sexy. Right?
No, not for
just
me.
Just me, sissies?
To me, he feels like he is slowly trying to beat her into submission for something, and it doesn't feel good to me.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm just saying, like, he's a con man.
Yeah.
And you can tell because he's kind of...
No, he knows how to talk to people, and yeah. I think he's a little older, and he even says, I also think that he's understood that the way he thinks about women is you have to validate them and say, I'm sorry. a lot. And which Mahmoud never really does. And when he does say, he says, I'm sorry, my love. And it is with no actual
laughing.
Regret.
Or he's laughing.
Yeah. And I think Mahmoud is extremely entitled and think he is owed a very dutiful wife.
I bet you he's been babied.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I think Ahmed had a big, with his wife, had a huge, because she's not from this culture. So they said they fought even worse than we did. And I think he has learned then and seeing this, and now he's learned to nurture the wife instead of constantly fighting. And what you will do is you slowly, slowly, she will accept everything, which I don't love. I don't love that style, but that is at least better than what's happening here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Ahmed is trying to say. It's this, she's like, so say hi to thy wife, stupid guy, as he says. And then he hits him in the head.
He's like an older stand up brother. And say you're sorry. Like, and he's like, what? And he laughs about it. But he does say kind of half-heartedly, I'm sorry. And then he finally says, I'm sorry. But it was even before that when they... Well, no, that's right. Sorry, then they were fighting. But wait, they fought again, then they made
yes.
it, then they fought again.
Yes.
Then they, like, so it's so
it's
much
an
happened in one episode.
Infinite loop.
Yeah.
Just launch them into the sun. That's the way I feel. I don't ever want to see them again. So the interesting thing here is she says, well, I'd still like to wear a shorter sleeve and not be buttoned up all the time. I don't know what she thinks she's getting. I don't. Can you come up with any reason why? And in a moment like this,
her expectations for compromise are so unrealistic.
Yeah,
that I don't know the answer to that, because it just feels like Nicole thinks she's on a different show than the rest of us are watching.
I also think she doesn't take his. She doesn't take any Islamic cultural traditions or religious traditions seriously. She doesn't think that she sees some Islamic women not following them. And so she says, well, that's what I could do.
She probably is relating it to what a lot of Christians do in America.
Yeah.
They pick and choose what traditions they want or what they want to get from.
And it's not so with this family.
It's not so with this family.
Yeah. So they're basically, that's when this I'm not Egyptian and I'm not American fight. And then he did say, I asked you to wear the hijab and you said no. And then she said, but I've done everything. And he says, but I've done everything.
But I've done everything. And he even said, he said to her, which I get it. I understand why. When he said to her, you don't care about who I am.
There's something to that.
I understand why he feels that way. Because I just understand, because you just said it. She doesn't take anything that
nothing
he
seriously.
Did seriously to her. And so he think if you can be so flippant, he doesn't know what that
think about
is.
It is.
But if you can be so flippant about this, then it's you don't care about me.
What is important to him? What are the religious things, the religious tenets that are important to him, which are his values? She sees it just as clothes. He sees it as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say all you want to. Well, that's he shouldn't be talking about her clothes. It is a different thing when you're in Egypt with this family.
I even see it deeper than a way of life, because I actually think she thinks a change of clothes. I disagree. I think for her that is a way of life, because you even said her, and I agree with you what you said at the first thing, that clothes are identity. She puts on clothes like that. I think clothing is her way of life.
Yeah.
I think for him it's not a way of life. For him, and we kind of see his reaction later on when he finds that his brother drank.
Mm-hmm.
For him, it's not a way of life. It is the life. It is life. It is the core of how you are.
So he says about these clothes, I'm never going to change my mind. And she says, well, I'm never going to change my mind either. And I'm like, yes.
Okay, then it's done. It's done, Mahmoud. It's done.
And that's when I go.
She gets so reacted to him so quickly.
And that's when I say, think, into space in a giant slingshot.
Oh, not me. I want to watch this forever. I want to watch this forever.
So he says, let's get your stuff.
Yeah, she said, I'm not changing. Then we're going to go to the airport. And he's like, okay. Okay. And then the brother comes back in and he goes, wait.
You're God, like two little kids.
You fucked this up. He didn't say that. I wish he would. I wish he would have been like, yeah. God damn it.
Do you know what he says? You are saying words in your mouth, not in your heart.
It's very true. My father, this is when my father said, God damn it, I'm getting the belt and I'm just whipping both your asses. You can't get along. Fucking ungrateful kids.
My father would say that too. Both of you are getting spankings.
Yeah. You can't be in a book. God damn, we just had to work this out. We had no money, no food, and we had to get along. Look at you.
Wow. Kind. And then, so he's like, say you're sorry. Say you're sorry to her. And he says, sorry. He's not sorry.
Not at all.
He, even when he says, I love you, it always feels like, te amo.
Te amo. Te amo. I know some of the sissies said that in the Realities Plus comments. He's not sorry. When you say you're sorry, even if you hurt someone's feelings and you think what you did wasn't wrong, but if you are really sorry, you say, I am sorry. You realize your intention might have not been wrong, but something about what you did, you went, oh, that was a mistake that I did that. Or that was a mistake that it hurt you in that way. He doesn't think he's wrong about anything. And why would he think he was wrong? Because he lives and the family he lives, this is the way.
It's unsolvable.
This is the way. You know what I mean? And so, what is that from? This is the way.
I don't know.
No, it's a television show. This is the way. What is that from? I've watched it, but I say, this is the way.
Provide more context.
Is it the one where all the women are sad and only three of them can have babies?
Handmaid's Tale?
Is that? No, they say Blessed
Be. You've never watched it.
I watched the whole first season.
What?
Yeah, I just didn't want.
Okay.
Because I didn't like it.
Why'd you keep watching it? Okay, that is not a show I thought you would like.
I watched the whole first season, and I was just like, I get it. This is
really
terrible. Why
are they being sad all the time? Because they're being forced to have babies. I'd love to have a baby.
I just needed them to see them, like, fight back. It was a whole season of just people being sad.
They do learn to do that later on.
It took too long.
Season 2 and 3 are incredible.
Well, it took too long. I did honestly like Rory Gilmore way more than I thought I would.
Oh, she finally learned how to act. Alexis Bledel.
Oh, yeah. I loved her.
She actually wasn't. You know that Gilmore Girls was her first role. Rory was her first.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Basically. She had a couple other little things, but nothing really.
I like Alexis Bledel. I just don't like Rory Gilmore. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Especially the first 2 or 3 seasons. She really had to work.
What is. There's another show where they say.
I can't help you.
This is the way. Oh, well, some sissy's going to remember and tell me that.
When you can't provide context, I can't help you.
It just came out. I can hear them saying, oh, well, it was an HBO show, maybe.
This is extremely frustrating.
Or maybe, oh, well, I can't remember. Oh, The Mandalorian. That's it. That's what they say on The Mandalorian. This is the way. Got there.
I haven't watched it, so.
You haven't seen any of The Mandalorian? Yeah. I haven't watched the new season yet. I've heard it's slower burn.
I feel with Disney Plus series, mm-hmm. I need to have time to, especially sci-fi, I need to have some time to sit with it. And I feel like sometimes I need to really make sure I know the source material that it's coming from so I'll understand everything. It's a prepared watch for me.
You don't have to understand all the source, but I get that.
Yeah.
What I like, why I think you would like Mandalorian is that it's... some people think it's slow. I like it that it's very character-driven and fleshing out characters. It's not so much fighting in space.
Yeah. Okay. I will give it a look. Everyone's watched it but me.
It's also, what's his...
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know everyone's watched
it. Did you finish The Last of Us? I still have like 5 episodes left to do.
Oh, I finished. It's fantastic.
Does it end well?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, was it good? I don't want to spend my time watching it.
It's worth your time.
Okay. I'm like totally worth four episodes till the end, I think.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I got busy.
Still haven't watched season two of The White Lotus.
Well, I got to catch up on this. I've been watching UK Drag Race, and then I learned there's a season of Canada's Drag Race I didn't know came out. Lots to do.
That, and you have to watch, I don't know.
I'm not cut up on Flash this season
either. You have to
either.
Watch Citizen Kane, too. You'll watch it on a plane.
They should show that on a plane.
The Women was on my plane. I really wanted to watch
really?
It. I was afraid of getting gay bashed on the plane.
Depends on where you're flying to.
No, I was afraid of
something. No, New York to L.A., you're fine.
No. But I was afraid even a gay person would go, you fag. Yeah. Over the
Stop
head
it. They just hit you with their fan.
So, what was I saying? Oh, another TV moment. Yellow Jackets is back on Showtime, and I highly recommended it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic show. The new season is out. Season one dropped. It's still just as compelling. Lauren Ambrose is going to be on there now.
Lauren Ambrose? Uh-huh. Ooh, I love Lauren Ambrose.
And it is still riveting in a good way.
What's it about? Cheerleaders? Are they in a club called Yellow Jackets in school?
I talked about it.
I don't remember.
What's it about? You need to get in the world.
What's it about?
It is about a girls' lacrosse team, I believe.
Oh.
Or a soccer team. I can never, I don't pay attention to the sports.
Sports, yeah, that's not
It
your...
crashes in kind of the mountains of Colorado, I believe, or something like that. And they survive.
What, they're playing?
Yes.
Okay.
They survive, but things went on that they don't talk about. And now, as adults,
is this a story where they ate people?
No comment. But
you love
no.
Where people have to eat people when they're dead.
I'm a sucker for cannibalism.
You are.
But I'm saying that's a negligible part of the story. It's now they're adults and someone is blackmailing them. And
so it's like Gossip Girl meets Lost.
No.
What? That was the
and
pitch.
Juliet.
Hey, look, Maury, I got this show. It's Gossip Girl meets Lost.
Don't minimize this show because you're incorrect. Amazing, is terrific women are in it. And some of my favorites, Melanie Lynskey, Juliette Lewis, Christina Ricci, unbelievable, doing incredible work.
Well, good.
I highly recommend it.
Good for Miss Ricci. She's coming back again.
Well, she never really went away that
long. She was on Wednesday and...
What?
She was on the new Wednesday
series. Oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I don't think she was. She never really went away for that long.
No, not really.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where I am.
I know. My neighbor just yelled at me today. She was talking about some movie, and I said, "I've never seen that movie." And I said, "Actually, I've never seen a Kevin Smith movie."
What? Okay, I can't. So, y'all, basically, she falls for it, and she's like, "Well, I guess I'm too emotional to fight today. I guess we'll just go back to your home with your mother, who just lurks." And so the next season, now this, the next scene is, this looks like it was a couple of weeks after.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, even though they said it was, they're playing like, I think they're going out with like,
she's still kind of sitting in that chair, kind of staring at some point.
They're going out for like backgammon with Ahmed and his wife Fatima and the kid
Sarah,
and then they're like, yeah, we fought a lot too, and everything's fine, and then Fatima basically says, and I learned to wear my hijab, and she basically says, shh, in my heart, I don't like it, and
she says that she's a guitar.
So what's happened is Fatima has decided, this is something I will compromise for my husband. That is something where a values they have both compromised.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's compromised for her. We apparently think there must have been something. Maybe there wasn't.
I don't think there's been a lot.
Yeah. But she has done that.
Yeah.
And then basically this is when she said, so... This is why it sounded so forced. She's like, so let me ask you something. Do you drink beer? Out of nowhere. To me, this feels like, I know this is a hot button issue and I'm bringing it up.
When she brought it up, I went, why are you bringing this up? You know they don't drink alcohol.
I'll tell you why. world, this is another indictment of this husband.
I do. Yeah, I do see that she wants to, like, it's like she thinks, like, she's
the hero of this story.
She's going to prove that not only her husband, but it almost feels like she's going to prove that this religion treats women badly.
Yep.
I'm like,
that is my thesis through the entire season.
But I do think, whereas that's her, I don't think that's her only goal. I do think she has this, she wants to do it because she does want to be with him. She thinks that that will convince him.
So, anyway, so she's like, I used to drink a beer with my dad, and Mahmoud was like, no, we don't do that. And Ahmed's like, I drank a lot. And they're like, what if mommy knows? Don't tell mommy.
Don't tell mama.
But you know, you see my brother. No, what is it? Don't tell him. Or if something, I'll squeal on him. Because don't tell mama what you
don't tell mama.
Bitter.
Don't tell mama what you know. I'm sorry, I should have not said that because you cannot physically not pull that
scene. I cannot not sing cabaret when someone says a line. It's not possible for me. It's in my genes.
Yeah.
I'm a queen. That's why. And I will sing Candran Ebb.
Why can't he can't be in the Fairfax Library anymore?
Yep. A lot of reasons. So we found out Ahmed used to drink tequila.
Yeah.
And he's like, I loved it. And at one point, Mahmoud's like, what the fuck? He's hearing about this for the first time. And this is where you said this before and you took the words right out of my mouth. You're like, why did this feel like the end of their story?
Oh, I was saying before, not even there. It felt like, because Ahmed's kind of said, he needs to learn to calm down. That's what he needs to do. And they're like, well, and they're kind of not, Mahmoud and Nicole basically kind of said, well, we'll give it a try. And Mahmoud says, we'll fix things. He's like, no, lift it and just start again.
Start again.
And this Kim and Kim or Chris and Jamie, both of their storylines felt like the end of the season for them. It's not.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of more.
To me, it was the music. The music kind of like rushed in. It was strings.
Yes.
Kind of taking us in. And then basically they say, Mahmoud says, we started really fast. And then she says, you said a lot of things. I agreed to them, not knowing what they were. And then I wrote down, could this work? Or is it just going to be shitty like it was last time?
Probably that.
Ah!
Oh, God. I enjoyed watching it. I just thought of two. I've been talking about this in the announcements. Hey, y'all, heads up for Darcy and Stacey. So this Sunday night, two episodes of Darcy
Monday.
And Stacey. Or Monday, two episodes of Darcy and Stacey. So
2 hours.
Segment, 2 hours. It's two separate episodes, but they're airing back to back.
Yeah, and the following.
And then next week, I think, is the wedding episode. It's a two-hour episode. So, when you're getting DP'd by Darcy and Stacey, we probably are going to be doing...
We're doing it together.
Yeah.
I've already got it on the schedule.
So just letting y'all know that just... Now, some of you still have TiVos or DVRs.
Yeah.
So make sure that is set correctly. So
that's
you
a good
that.
Point.
Yeah.
Make sure if you have a DVR, make sure you go to get that extra episode. If
or
it do
just
it.
Watch it on Discovery Plus. It might be two separate episodes on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
I think it's at least this week going.
But they
to be.
Are they are dropping them on the same day.
I don't know
day.
Why they're burning them off so quickly. I
don't know.
Think the show's doing well. I think again,
I'm not
we
sure.
think it's the best, but I think they're happy with it and. It's because they're making room for Love in Paradise on Monday night.
Guess so.
Because they know that's going to be huge.
Guess so.
They know that's going to be huge. That's what they're burning it off for.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a bum because Darcy and Stacey's been really great this season.
It has been.
So,
but it's, I think a lot of people, no one watches the spinoffs as much as they watch True Cringe.
Cringe.
Lydia is on it and she's a hate target for a lot of people.
Including us.
Yeah.
I do think that sometimes the scheduling over there at TLC, I'm like, I kind of wish you could go with you and Mary Payne. I wish, because y'all both obsessed.
We're both obsessed over scheduling.
I wish they could bring you in and y'all could sit down and say, okay, we're going to plan this out and it's going to be efficient.
I would just, my kingdom for a fucking press release a month before a show comes out. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Did you watch the Love in Paradise trailer yet? I have not.
I have not.
It dropped, y'all. So there is a trailer out there that you can watch for the Love in Paradise season.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, that's great. Then we're just going to have double episodes and just get raw dogged.
We're fucked.
All right, everybody. So you get it.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Facebook. We are tweeting more now, too, so we're doing that as well. Go to our website for all of our information, realitygaze.com. That's where you can join Reality Gaze Plus. And, we should say, because I believe it's... We're still organizing... Christina, cut this out and tell me if it's not. But I believe we are on YouTube now. As YouTube, our podcasts are on YouTube. And people can listen to our podcast on YouTube. Some of you have asked for that. And props to Christina, our producer, who spent hours and hours doing that. And Christina, if this isn't ready to be talked about, just cut it and tell me. But we're on YouTube now, so you can find us there. I think our YouTube channel's just, I don't know what it is. Just Google it. You can find it. We'll put it on our link tree and all that shit. We're trying to get more organized, y'all. We're trying. We call these people lonely hearts because Poodle's just looking at me, judging me, y'all. So I gotta wrap it up. We call these people lonely hearts.
It's just searing through you.
Then espresso kicked in and you got a shit now. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you fucked a Talon, call us. I still don't think it's a real name.
I want to fuck a Taylor.
I think it's made up.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but... that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.